Let's go now to New Orleans, where, like many parts of the country, testing for COVID-19 continues to lag. Orleans Parish has the same number of cases per capita as some of the worst-hit areas of New York. Patrick Matten is news director for member station WWNO in New Orleans. And Patrick, I see it's gotten so bad in some areas of New Orleans that the city is now setting up these mobile testing sites for high-risk people in coronavirus hotspots. What's the latest?
Right. So Tanya, the city announced yesterday that they were changing their testing strategy from having this one centralized drive-through location to having these mobile units that are going to go into these neighborhoods that have been hardest hit by the virus. We don't know yet which neighborhoods they're going to go into, but you know, we know here in New Orleans that the virus has had a disproportionate impact on the Black community in terms of deaths. And in terms of overall testing, you know, the state has tested a lot of people, more than 70,000, but the majority of those tests took place in the state's urban centers. And officials also say they want to test more people in the rural areas here in Louisiana, yeah, where the virus appears to be spreading more rapidly.
We've been talking a lot about peaks. Some cities like New York say they appear to be getting near a peak, but the cases are still doubling. We're hearing between every 3 and 5 days in areas around Baton Rouge and New Orleans. What are the projections for a slowdown from health officials?
So, I mean, you know, as you said, this is still a hot spot for this coronavirus fight. We know we've had 18,000 confirmed cases. More than 700 people have died so far here in Louisiana. But there are signs of progress. The governor, John Bel Edwards, said earlier this week that the state doesn't appear to be running out of ventilators, which had been a big concern. Mm-hmm. Last week. And he's also optimistic we may be seeing the beginning of the flattening of this curve, so to speak, in terms of overall cases and hospitalizations.
And the death number, lots of notable people who have passed away, State Representative Reggie Bagalia, as well as New Orleans cultural history icon Ronald Lewis. Thank you so much. That's member station WWNO's Patrick Matten.